Grand Rising, everyone. Natalie coming to you live. Spirit and Coffee. Got my coffee here. Cafecito. Pumpkin spice is in the air. Pumpkin. Everything pumpkin. Yum. I love pumpkin. Okay. Well, let's get started. Yesterday, pretty good and deep, intense talk. A pretty long podcast yesterday, as, of course, talking about some pretty powerful and interesting things in terms of how we create and shape our reality. And there are a couple of things now looking at how to do this, right? Because I feel that this is something that's super important for individuals to understand, especially those committed to the great work, as in what we call alchemy, the great work, that looking at how to shape your story, you have your own personal myth. And I talk about this all the time. Like, you have your own myth story. You have your own understanding or construction of how you see the world and your perception. So how do we then shape our reality and understand how to maybe create that bubble, right? Good morning, Man Cave. So here's the deal. For you, there's a couple of things that you need to understand in order to do that. And one of them is what Carl Jung called the active imagination. Now, the active imagination, so in our sleep dream world, we have our imagination, or what they would call the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind, good morning, those on Facebook, I don't know who's on here. Say good morning so I know who's there. The unconscious mind holds all of these, it's like the rabbit hole. It's almost like the hat, right? You're pulling out the, what are you pulling out of the hat? And you pull the rabbit out of the hat, but sometimes you're pulling other things out of the hat. You don't know what you're going to pull out of the unconscious. And that's why dreams are so unpredictable. From the way that I theorize it, or my theory, is that the dream world is the quantum world, that we enter in the quantum world when we go in there, because there's no laws that really predict how things behave in the dream world. It's just jumping from one thing to the next. You know, you can be everywhere and nowhere. You're everything and nothing at the same time, right? Good morning, breakfast. What is it, Bill? Billithy? Breakfast sounds delightful. What are you having for breakfast? I'd love to know. So the unconscious mind, and when we sleep, I feel is the quantum realm. Okay, that's just kind of my theory. And the reason why is because what laws do dreams really have? I mean, we could do lucid dreaming. We can figure out how to sort of maneuver through our dreams. But the reality is dreams are just so crazy. They're all over the place. We don't really know. And our waking mind can't really process all of the stuff that we dream. We can literally spend our entire life analyzing one piece of our dream. Literally analyzing one piece of one dream. Even if we went in and we said we did some kind of hypnotherapy, we went in and we did some kind of dream work, shadow work is what they call it. The dream work is shadow work. And we went in and we said, okay, go into a dream and visualize that you're there, and then pick up maybe a relic or pick up something that symbolizes something of importance to you that stands out. And then you start to do this. Now, we do this in the waking world with an active imagination. In other words, you're awake, right? You're awake when this is happening. Good morning, Shadow. And what you do is you go and you get this symbol that's in your dream, and you can draw it and you can start to engage with it. So if, let's say it's a person, you can actually dialogue with that person, right? Or the character in your dream. You could dialogue with a picture. In mine, I dialogued with the picture. And there was so much information that unpacked from this particular thing. It's just one thing. I could literally spend my entire life analyzing that one thing. Do you see? Our dreams are too vast. They're too much for our waking mind to process. which is fine. But there's something that goes deeper, okay? Hello, Fred. Something that goes deeper. And as we go deeper into understanding what our own personal mythology is that there's something called hypnotherapy, if nobody's ever heard of it. And hypnotherapy entices the active imagination. Now, the active imagination is, it's our mind is awake, but we're in a dreamlike state. So it's kind of like hypnosis, right? So they're like, oh, we're going to put you up hypnosis. But the reality is we're still awake and we're visualizing these things. Now, it's uncomfortable for some people. They're like, well, I don't know what I'm seeing. But anything that's arising from that state of the unconscious mind is you. It is you. You are the creator of what is coming up from your dreams into the waking world. Okay, this is one of the big keys and connections. There, people do talk about it, but I'm not going to say that it's readily available and everybody's trying to support people into their own personal mythology. They're not doing it. And this is part of the esoterics that have been hidden from the public, from the masses. What they do is they know how to utilize this work. They understand how to tap into their own personal mythology, their own soul map. And then what they do is they enroll people into their own. See? So people are like, wow, they must be amazing. They must be like godlike. They must be this, that we must follow them, or they must know something we don't. That's not true. That's a damn lie. You know it. It's in you. You have it. Everybody does. They're just not teaching people how to do this, right? They're not going to be like, hey, let's just help you tap into who you are. Not necessarily. Now, some people are, but not everybody is. Some people find out who they are, and then they use it to manipulate everybody into their own program. Okay, so that's what I was telling you earlier in the week about manipulation and how we utilize the work. It's critical that we utilize this work for our own well-being and the well-being of all humanity. When we distort it, we end up with war. We end up with all of the things that we have, people controlling, trying to take power, freaking out that they're losing their grip of power. It becomes this big distorted thing. Now, here's where prophets lie, because I've talked about prophets before, and I've talked about it in several different ways. People don't prophesize because they know the future. They prophesize because they understand patterns. See, the whole world is created in patterns. It's a patterning. And when you understand the pattern, it's very easy to see what's going to happen. It's very clear. It's almost like you can predict what's going to happen without even having to do anything. Your voice is angelic. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for showing up. So the patterns, and here's the deal, and I'm going to tell you where people are getting caught up. I'm giving all this information that nobody wants to give, and I'm going to tell you why, because I was never initiated by a specific group of individuals. My initiation came purely from my own heart, my own magic, my own connection to God, which is what you have, and the ability that you guys have to do that on your own. Without having to go through some school that tells you, oh, until you hit this level, will you be given this information? No, it's in you. Hello, you're part of God. You're an extension of God. It's for everybody, not just a chosen few. But only a few will choose it. See, that's the distinction. They said it. It's for everybody, but not everybody will. It's easier to get the camel through ahead of a needle than for someone to walk the path. So walking this path is not just a one in a lifetime. You just don't just do it once and take a pill, a magic pill, and then it's done. It's not how it works. You have to be a seeker of truth, open heart, open mind, ready to receive. And sometimes it's getting over your greatest fears. Well, not sometimes it is. You have to get over your greatest fear in order to walk through. So the information is not just, it's just them. And we have the sacred golden keys and we can't give it to anybody. And to me, that's such an egoic conversation to have, and it's coming from ego. The ego's need to control, the ego's need to be right. The information is there for you if you choose to tap into it and you have access to it. Your personal mythology, your personal myth story, your personal soul map is your imprint. It is your fingerprint. Hey, poetic. Haven't seen you in a while. How have you been? It's been quite some time. I need a reading from Poetic. That's for sure. So when we understand our unconscious mind and we understand how to use our active imagination, now we take the unconscious mind when we're asleep and then we wake up and then we do something called hypnotherapy. Now I just did another hypnotherapy session, right? Now people are afraid to do this because they're afraid of what people are going to think when they talk about their personal myth. They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think I'm, you know, whatever it is. And so they might be called crazy, right? If you talked about your personal myth and said, I didn't come from this planet, this is not where I'm from. Most people are saying that they're starting to wake up and realize that they're not just a worldly creature, that there's something greater, more magnificent that exists within them. And so in that waking up, in that understanding this, they're like, well, how do I really articulate that sensation and feeling that's inside of me? I might sound crazy. Well, you don't have to tell anybody. There you go. And you're not crazy. You're not. You have your own personal myth. You are a stellar being. There's a stellar body that encompasses you. The light that's shining through you is unique to you. It comes from your personal sun. Good, ready to pop. Oh, yay. Awesome. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Many blessings to you and your baby. Oh, little one. Little star beans. We have little star beans coming in. That's good. We put blessings over and protection and light and love so that they can find their way, their path, their journey, and the blessing of protection, refuge, and safe passage always, right? October 29th. Yay! Maybe it'll be on Halloween, which would be totally cool. We have a big festival. So you have your personal myth. The unconscious mind is what I call the quantum realm for us, where we can pull out information about ourselves, the internal psyche, into the external world of who we are. There are people say, well, I dream, but I don't remember. Everybody dreams. And if you didn't hear, I did have a podcast with one of my professors who does dream work. And she did say something pretty magnificent that everybody dreams. They have to. If they didn't, you know, you would die because your mind needs to be able to process. And that's when it does. So dreaming is something we all do. Some people don't have dream recall. Now, you can tap into your dream recall. And there are certain techniques that you can do to actually remember your dreams. And some of them is like my professor said, if you wake up, don't move. Like we want to get up and start the day. But if you just kind of close your eyes and kind of relax and allow yourself to go back into that imagination, you'll start to see some of the dream come up. And then if you start to write it down, you'll start to recall more of the dream. So there's ways to do that. Now, why is it important? It's important in order for us to understand, you know, who we are internally. What is the patterning? What is our dream trying to teach us or tell us about ourselves in the waking world? Then you can move to hypnotherapy where you do these waking dream stuff. I've always had very realistic dreams. Yes, cool. Dreams are pretty powerful. And it's amazing what we can extrapolate, what we can figure out from our dreams. So in the waking world, when we use active imagination under hypnotherapy, we're awake, but we're in a trance-like state. And whatever sort of images start to arise in that state, we talk about it. We have somebody guiding us through it. Now, some of it sounds crazy, but it could connect you and tap you into your personal cosmology. Okay. That is one of the ways to do it. Oh God, pregnant dreams are intense, I bet. I totally bet that that's crazy. I couldn't even imagine. I mean, I'm wondering if the baby's dreaming too, right? Like both, like you're somehow interconnected through maybe crossing dreams. Maybe that's why they're so crazy. The baby's like dreaming somehow and you're dreaming, and then the umbilical cord kind of, I mean, who knows, right? We don't know. It's like there's that interconnection of a whole other being that's like kind of interrupting the station. It's kind of like being in between stations or something, right? Where it's like garbled up and you don't really know what is what. But I would imagine that there's that connection maybe as well. I'm seeing past lives in her. Oh, yeah, it could be totally that interconnection through the dream, absolutely, which would be, I mean, I say yes. I think that that could be a possibility, that they're somehow crossing. You're seeing past lives, or you're seeing, it couldn't even be, it could be not past lives, it could be her interdimensional beings as well, or multi-dimensional beings, right, as well. She could be a new star seed here, never been here. But she could. So I believe that our, you know, sometimes souls reincarnate over and over again here. They're just like, wee, let's go through this crazy place again. This very dense matter that we call home or earth. So active imagination. Now, when you tap into your myth story, your myth story is completely yours. It is not going to be the same as mine. It is not going to be the same as anybody else's. It'll be solely yours. And when you do that, you start to remember who you are. You wake up to who you are, and you start to understand how to navigate through the world. Now, some people's myth story comes from, yes, several lifetimes on planet Earth to do a specific task or do something to be here. Or some people even have, they think that they did bad in their past lives and they know it. And they're like, I know I'm here to like fix that, you know? Or some people will say, like me, I've never been here before. I have a certain task, get in, get out, and call it a day. So your personal myth is gonna be yours. Yes, current different dimensional planes. Absolutely. So your myth that you tap into also helps you to understand your cosmology, right? So there's several different pieces in the work that you get to connect to. And it takes a lot of digging and finding. Now, your philosopher's stone exists within it. Okay. It exists within it. So right heart, right mind, when you are going into this and you're using right heart, right mind, you will be given the secret teachings. The secret teachings are yours and yours alone. Everybody has their own unique instructions. See, these instructions were meant for you. Now, here's the deal. People find their instruction. And then they manipulate it to get everybody to believe that that's their instruction and only they have the way. That is where the manipulation and sorcery arises. It's for power and control. For what? Because the ego gets in the way. It's really ego. So there's nothing to fear in the craziness that we see around the world today. I tell people, get over the fear. And when I was talking about Balinus, the Emerald Tablet, and he said, stop talking about worldly affairs. That's why. Because worldly affairs keep you from doing the great work and finding out who you are and how to maneuver through the world and reclaiming your authority. To reclaim your authority, you have to know who you are And I don't mean who you are in terms of the earthly plane. There are several who you are. There's deeper. It's deeper than that. When you find that out, when you figure that out, and you can stand on that, and that's like your pillars, right? Those are your pillars. They can't move you or shake you. It just can't happen. Nobody can tell. I know who I am. They can't come and tell me I'm something else when I know who I am. See? That's the same thing with all of these sages. When we talk about the great work, the great philosophers, that even individuals who were onto the great esoterics and alchemy, every one of them was an alchemist. Okay. People are looking everywhere, and the reality is it's alchemy. All of it is alchemy. When you do this for yourself and you figure out how to spiritually alchemize, I think I'm making that word up, but it sounds real good. I don't know if alchemize is a word, but I'm using it. When you learn how to alchemize your own self and tap into your own personal myth, then you can start to shape the reality around you. You learn to work with time, not against it. Okay? So all these great things. Now, I'm doing a actual, and because this work is not just about words, right? I'm doing a lot of talking and words and logos and this. There's something deeper. So time is an interesting concept. I'm doing a workshop, and I'm going to be doing them. And I think I might do them on, I created a podcast, a Podbean, where people have to pay a minimal amount, because this is deeper work. This is not, and the energy that I have to hold to give this work, like what I do for Spirit and Coffee, I'll always do it. When I go into deeper teachings, it's a lot of energy to hold. So I'm doing these little trainings. And there's specific trainings. They're not just all over the place like these podcasts are. Just go from one subject to the next and interconnect it all. And people are like, okay, she was here and now she's way over here. How does that all work together? They're pointed and focused. And the first one is time currency and understanding time and understanding how to utilize it. And so it's an opportunity. Also, there will be experiential practices within it. So it's not just me talking. I do actually facilitate, and I'm at a point where I'm able to offer this to individuals. So doing that to understand time, because when we understand time and how to utilize our time and to tap into these deeper places within us, we can then start to utilize time, work with it instead of against it. We understand how it works with us. We can create time. See, sometimes we feel like there's not enough time, right? We're like, there's not enough time. There's this. And then you'll hear like, well, the less time you have, the more you should meditate, the longer you should meditate. So there is some truth in that, but it's also understanding what's keeping us, what's holding us hostage in time. Something is holding you hostage in your time. What is it? What's holding your time hostage? So those deeper questions of asking and understanding, and also seeing visually what time perhaps looks like. Now, how do we utilize it? How do we create it? How do we work with it? Right? It's a big thing. It's a big deal, actually. In fact, it's one of the greatest puzzles in physics and quantum physics. They don't know how to rectify time. They don't know how to fix it. Now, people will say, well, it's a construct of men. Yes, but it's still calculated regardless. There's still this calculation of time that happens, and it's happened throughout the ages, throughout history. We needed it. We needed to calculate it in order to survive, right, for agriculture. If we didn't calculate it, we wouldn't know when to move. We had to know when to move. Like, we migrated from place to place because we understood the seasons. Seasons were calculated through time. And we had time. And so you have these calendars that were developed, that were sophisticated based on the cosmos, the moon, the sun, and all the way that everything interworks. You could think of it as a big clock. So But does time really exist? Not necessarily, no. But we do see it as a construct in this time and space. In the three-dimensional time space, time does, I mean, it's true. You can't say it's not. We live and die. If there was no time connected, and I'm talking about our body, obviously, our body does have an expiration date. It has a birthing date and an expiration date. Now, beyond that, of course, our souls and all that stuff, the energy that exists goes on forever. Energy is energy. It cannot be created nor destroyed. It's just transformed. But our bodies, okay? So getting clear, because I know I have to over explain myself. Sometimes people are like, well, we're forever. We're eternal. Yes, okay, yes. But that's not what I'm talking about. We are still here in this 3D dimension. And when we are here, we have the ability to create some magnificent things. We have the ability to leave a legacy, or the ability, like Poe, to raise her children, right? And to teach them. So we want to maybe extend our time, or we want to use our time wisely so that we can connect deeply with the people we love. So we can leave an imprint, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what we're here to do. We're here to leave a legacy, whatever your legacy is. So there we go. So it goes from our myth, our personal myth, hey, Radio Projects, it goes from our personal mythology, right? Which is you can pull or extrapolate that from your active imagination. Hypnotherapy is a great way to try to do that. Or dream analysis is a way to start the process of that. When we start to understand our personal mythology, then we can tap into deeper understanding of who we are. Who are we? Really, deeply, truly. We know that we're more than what people or society is telling us. After we do that, after you create this map, you can also tap into your soul map. Now, soul mapping is a big, huge undertaking. It's not just, oh, I'm going to go in and get my soul map. No. Because there are some demons that people have to overcome, some fears that people have to overcome. You have to be willing to go into the uncomfortable places that have been hidden or latent or just hanging out there. Once we do that and we tap into our solar map and we understand our soul's map, right, and we bridge the two together, right? This is what I'm talking about is the macrocosm and the microcosm. You see, science is not going to give us the answer. This is what is the frustrating thing for me. Most people are talking about the external world all the time. Everything has to be seen, felt, but there's something internal. That internal connection to your stellar body is the key. It is the key. The key is not external. We can see it visually showing up, but that's the result. We could transform the outside world through science. Yes. But is it true? Is the patterning exactly the way it should be? Well, not necessarily, because we're not tapping into our internal patterning. We don't even know what we're doing. We're just taking external stuff and trying to put it together. You literally don't have, once you understand who you are and you interconnect the two, you literally don't have to do any science. Everything around you starts to transform. Your entire perspective changes. You start to work with time. You start to be able to transform the energy around you by just by being there. You don't even have to do anything. You just say pen and pen falls out of the sky. See, that's a master. But they understand this and they've done great work. It didn't just happen overnight. They practiced it. They understood who they were. They went through their greatest fears. They did all the work necessary. And so when they say, I'm doing this for humanity, it shows up. And it shows up in abundance. And that's abundance consciousness. Now, people don't really understand abundance consciousness. They think it's just focusing on their abundance, which is true. We get to focus. Hey, Linga, we get to focus on our abundance, right? Because the abundance that lives within us, yes, it is. Yes, you are abundant. Abundance consciousness is the recognition that we need not do anything, that we merely just have to exist. And that in that existence alone is abundant because we are the source of abundance. To get there again has us connecting into who we are. They've done a real big number on us. That's what I'm going to say. And for that, I cry for humanity. I cry because it's unfair. It's unjust. Yes, Poe is abundant. She's she has abundant in the oven, so she's totally abundant right now. She's more abundant than all of us. Yeah, double abundant. Exactly. Our abundance consciousness, it's bigger than just the material. It's not even material. We are the source of abundance, right? We showed up into this place. We are an extension of this place. And to understand that and know that through and through, it really means that we'd let go of all the materialism and recognize that we are abundant and we radiate further. So our bodies, our energy, the body actually radiates energy beyond. If we are all right, our chakras are all aligned and everything is all good, our abundant radiation, it manifests outward. So here's the deal. It works like this. One thing that I actually am good at, this is one of my strengths and one of my gifts, is abundance. To be able to manifest without even really doing much, right? To be able to just say this, that, and it shows up. Okay. The power of that is recognizing who we are, knowing who we are, understanding who we are, and radiating that outward. If we do this work that I just told you, if we do it and we stay committed to it, really, honestly, there are no words. We don't need words. See, abundance doesn't need words. It already is. And it radiates out. I'm crazy. Make worth. Yeah. And then it just draws towards us, right? And so all of you guys have a understanding of abundance. Abundlement. Yeah, abundlement. That's funny. So when we tap into that, because see, our vessel is so, it's tiny, but it holds a lot. And the energy that we hold within us comes from something greater. So of course it's abundant. And it radiates through us. It's pretty magnificent. When you guys tap into that, I feel good. Full moon abundant. Oh, good. I know the moon the other night was just magnificent, right? It was beautiful. I don't know if you were out there last night, but I think it was a couple of nights ago. The moon was just beautiful. I think it was a harvest moon. And here we are with fall, beautiful fall. I don't know if you guys all experience fall in your places, but we get all four seasons pretty much here where I live. And the turning of the leaves, I think probably one of my most favorite. I love fall so much, spring and fall. And it's because the colors are changing. You see the true essence of transformation, right? Where trees finally go into their dormant stage. And then, but in the transition from there to their dormant stage, there's this beautiful colors that like arise within them, like the yellows and the reds and just beautiful colors. See, abundance. Abundance and beauty, right? Right there in front of our eyes, to recognize that, but also to be it. There is an abundance book also that I've done before, and you guys could do it. It's pretty cool because it talks about it, and you do it. It's a meditation. You do it for 10 days. I've thought about it many times, never have done it, to do the abundance book. And the abundance book will, you do, it's a 10 days, you do, it's a 30 day commitment, and there's 10, and you do 3 each day. So, and then if you mess up, you have to go back to the beginning and restart again. So usually the first one, you end up remembering so well, because you keep, well, at least that was my, I kept falling back and kept having to start over again and again and again and again. But it is an amazing book. Okay. And so it's called the Abundance Book. It's tiny. It's a little tiny book. They have you write down some stuff. And that's cool if you want to do that with like your friends and stuff like that, or you want to put together a group of individuals where you do this meditation. Now, I thought about putting a group together, and perhaps I will eventually. Or maybe I'll just record my voice and allow people to, you know, listen to it and do it for the 30 days. I don't know if I may have to get rights to do that, though. Who knows? But so again, your abundance. So again, one last time, just so you remember, you start with your dreams because the unconscious mind is you, and you are the creator of what's happening in the unconscious mind. You are the creator. Okay. In your dreams, you are the creator. There's nothing outside of you. It's the closest thing to you are your dreams, to who you are, and to kind of an idea of who you are. When you start to understand your dreams a little bit, you can start to do something called hypnotherapy or tapping into the active imagination. The active imagination will give you an idea of your kind of, not your soul map, but your internal world. It could tap you into your soul map as well. But you start to dialogue with these characters that live within you, these personalities, these energies that make up you. Then once you're able to do that, then you can start to map out your star chart. When you map out your star chart and you start to understand how to connect into it, then you can start to work with time. When you start to work with time, time becomes your friend. You learn how to utilize time. You understand your purpose and your legacy. You use your time for exactly what you want to do, what you want to create in the world. Because it's coming from you. You have your own personal mythology. The active imagination will help you with your personal myth. That's uniquely yours. Your fingerprint belongs to you. Then you could start to shape and mold your reality. Now, it sounds very beautiful and easy, but it's not. Okay, it takes work. So I'm giving you keys that nobody's going to give you. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say nobody. I don't know that I hear anybody talking about this, because I feel like they call it esoteric wisdom for a reason. And you have to be initiated to go through all of these things. And of course, there's teachings that I'm not just putting out there publicly. That's for a few people, individuals who really want to go through the process of this. I have all of the teachings. But the thing is, there has to be a commitment and an understanding. And understanding of the consequences. But guess what? I just gave you all of the keys to get yourself on that road. If you want to do it on your own, you can. That's what I did. I did it all by myself because I don't necessarily trust going through these societies who say they're going to hold this information and not give it to anybody because, they're the select few. That to me is manipulation. There's not a select few. You are selected. You're selected. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. You were selected. Now you get to choose it. And it's up to you. You either choose it or you don't. And it's that simple. You choose it, then it'll be opened. The world will be open to you. It's your choice. But it's not, I'm going to keep it from you because, oh, we're deserving and you're not. Like, no. That's not the way this works. Not in my books. So there you have it. I hope this was very helpful for you. It's a lead up to understanding your personal mythology, understanding your soul map, understanding how to utilize time, understanding that you are abundant and how to create that abundance in your life without having to do anything. So when they say the secret, they're not giving you the secret. They're giving you their process. And then they're like, yeah, just do this process and it'll work for you. And it doesn't work for everybody. You know why? Because it's their process. You have to figure out yours. And that takes time and dedication and commitment to the work, or the great work, as we call it in spiritual alchemy. Okay, so there you go. Have a wonderful, fantastical day. I love you guys so, 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 so much. Of course, I'm not going to be on tomorrow because I work tomorrow. Only day I work in the week. And so I will be out. But I love you guys. Have a wonderful day. If you guys are ever interested in these teachings that I'm putting together, that are actually focused, right? They're focused on specific topics. They're not just all over the place. Then you can email me at spiritandbrew@gmail.com and I can send you the links. And you can also go to my Facebook page and you'll see that I'm doing something on time, doing a workshop on time. Time currency. I called it time management, which sounds very sounds very like dry and bleh. But it's really not time management. It's really time currency. And using alchemy of time. So you guys can go there and it's really specific. And then you guys can be in class with me, see my big face, and see how I actually teach. but I just invite you to join. So you can go to Spirit and Coffee. I think it's Spirit and Coffee Talk on Facebook, and it's there. And then you can sign up, and there's limited space, but I'm going to be doing a bunch of these over and over again. And I'm thinking about doing it on a podcast as well. It's a little harder through podcast because there are charts and models that I like to show. Just because some people are visual. I'm a visual learner. And so I have all these models that I've developed and created to sort of have people visualize what it is and what it looks like. And so that they can start to say, oh, okay, right. This is kind of how it would look. And so sometimes it's easier that way. But again, spiritandbrew@gmail.com is the email. You can email me. I think a group would be fun. Oh, okay, someone wanted to do the abundance group. And perhaps that's something that I will create as an abundance group. The more that I get people that want to do it, and that would just be a giveaway. I would just do it to support people into the abundance consciousness. So go on time management is what it's called. So it's on Facebook at Spirit and Coffee Talk. So you can go and like me on Facebook and you can see my big old face if you want to. You'll see the person behind the voice because I actually like doing live videos. I started with live videos and my big face in front of a camera. So there you go. All right. So I love you guys. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. And I hope to see you soon, which would be Monday, and we can continue the conversation. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Have a great day. Bye-bye.